A word for you from 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 11 to 14. Whereas angels, though greater in might and power, do not pronounce a blasphemous judgment against them before the Lord, but these like irrational animals, creatures of instinct, born to be caught and destroyed, blaspheming about matters of which they are ignorant, will be destroyed in their destruction, suffering wrong as the wage for their wrongdoing. They count it pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are blots and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions while they feast with you. They have eyes full of adultery, insatiable for sin. They entice unsteady souls. Well, these are words that should cause us to tremble. You should go back to the beginning of this chapter and read for yourself the whole argument, which is an argument made by the Holy Spirit and not just Peter. Peter by now was an older man who had grown in wisdom. He was full of the Spirit, had seen the revival, and now the deceivers in the midst of this revival. And for him, the main characteristic of these deceivers was that they lived in sensuality. And, as it says in verse 10, they also despised authority, the two being twinned together. If you live a life of carnality, leaning upon yourself and every whim that comes to you instead of the Holy Spirit, it shows that you do not belong to Christ. And Peter's judgment that he pronounces here is not himself, it is what God feels about this form of rebellion. And God says, in fact, it is the same rebellion as those angels, it says in verse 4, that sinned and were cast into hell. Rebels, those who reviled God. Now we have to be careful. These are not people who walk around as atheists. These are people who walk around as Christians, quoting the word of God. But their lifestyle, says Peter, is sensual. It is leaning upon the flesh. And another way that he now describes them is that they are creatures of instinct. This shows that they do not have the nature of the Holy Spirit. They know the Word, but they do not have God's nature within them. Instead, they are creatures of instinct. They do what animals do. That is, they behave according to their instinct. It is their very nature. They have never been delivered from the old depraved nature. Lababantu basa kolelwa kuloku ukuthi imvelo impilo yabo. Banqika kuyo imvelo yabo endala. UAdam omdala abakatholi imvelo kamoya ongcwele. They are not yet filled with the Holy Spirit. They obey every whim and feeling and sensuality that there is. And God says there will be swift judgment upon them.